Hello and welcome to another episode of Hashtag New Teacher Journey. So today I have the pleasure of speaking to Bronwyn Cummins. She is a teacher, comedian, a dog mom, an award-winning writer, and she is named one of the top 100 Connecticut educators to follow on Twitter. I really enjoyed this episode. It's been a while since I last recorded, so I am excited to put this out and record more episodes in the future. So I hope you enjoy this episode. And again, thank you for listening to Hashtag New Teacher Journey. So to start off with, please tell me a little bit about yourself.
Sure. My name is Bronwyn Cummins. I've been a teacher in Connecticut for over 20 years, and I have been teaching most of that time at the middle school level. I taught in public school for many years, and I'm currently teaching in a wonderful private school near my home. It's called the Independent Day School. I'm currently teaching reading. I'm currently teaching math, but I've taught reading and writing for much of my career as well.
That's awesome. You have certainly done a lot in your career so far.
Yes.
So in education, we all have good and bad days. Please reflect on some good days you have had in education.
Sure. Well, in education, there's always so many opportunities to receive feedback about what you're doing from colleagues, from administrators, from parents, from students. But I think the best days I've had in education is when I've gotten very genuine and authentic feedback from students, because they're very, very honest. So when they say things like they're happy to be in my class, or that they've learned a lot, or a topic that was confusing to them is now something they can understand, or that they appreciate my being patient with them. Those days are really, I think, among the most special and the best days as a teacher.
Yeah, I agree. And we definitely need those days because we have a lot of hard ones sometimes and we need that encouragement.
Absolutely. I agree 100%.
So likewise, what are some things you have experienced that were difficult at the time, but looking back now, you learned a lot from them?
Yeah, I think the most difficult time in education for me was when I realized that there was a very strong and impactful trend toward using prepackaged and scripted lessons, primarily for the purpose of addressing testing and test scores. And I knew in my heart that was not an approach to teaching that was consistent with my priorities or how I wanted to teach. I really value differences among students and the different techniques that teachers bring to the classroom. So I think that was a very difficult time and really when I made the decision to learn more about teaching outside of the public school environment.
Yeah, I agree. I think that we have a curriculum that we're switching to this year that's very much day by day, and yeah. I'm trying to wrap my head around teaching from a textbook versus using those other resources to teach the students.
Exactly. It's not always easy.
No.